Creating a brand identity. Brand identity is what? Yani, along with your brand name, you create certain symbolic or creative this thing, connect, so that your brand is connected. Like for example, Nike, you see that, you know, tick mark. So it's a very, that identity is so strongly connected to Nike. Yani. So that is what one need to know. How do you create a identity? Now again, creating an identity for the rural brand, again, you have to be rural focused, localized, you know, understand their ethos, values, and their ability to recognize what connects them, what links them well. One need to really know, and accordingly, then you create your brand identity. Then comes the image. Brand image has to be like what they look at you. Once they start using your brand, what they look you upon as, whether it's a utility, whether it is comfort, convenience, luxury, sophistication, what is it that they connect you as? Yani, that aspect needs to be understood very well by even the rural marketeers, and then you continue to drive that aspect. Lifebuoy is attached to muscularity of it. Bhumiputra is attached to ability of the tractor to you know, work on any less soil, type of soil, etc. So one's ruggedness, that is what I was trying to convey. So once that is understood, yani, then you build your image and continue to do your communication and other aspects in such a way that this remains in the mind of the consumers. That should not shift. Yani. The moment the shift in the image happens, probably brand many times will lose on acceptance by the consumers. So brand image is very important. So that son of the soil, Bhumiputra or Sarpanch series. The Sarpanch is also gives the owner, the pride of ownership, etc. So those are the aspects one need to really understand when you develop a brand image. Brand loyalty versus brand stickiness. Brand loyalty is a very long-term perspective. Brand stickiness has to do with the continuity of the brand usage. Both needs to be understood well by the marketeers. Loyalty once upon a time was a very strong factor that was driving the marketing initiatives in the urban market. Loyalty, when you say loyalty, brings in your capability to do upscale, referral, resale, etc. Which is nowadays that values are dwindling among the urban consumers. They are now not being very brand loyal, as it is a common perception among marketeers. Rural consumers are more brand loyal. But more than brand loyalty is the brand stickiness which has to come. Every repeat purchase of your product, this rural consumer should think about you. Now, the stickiness will not come out of merely the product utility and the image that you establish. You need to bring stickiness by way of various initiatives that you do with the brand. How you package your products, how you, you know, offer the products, how you create the options, choice of options for him, etc. So, and what newness you bring at a regular interval, etc., which is still aligned to the utility and the functionality aspect of the rural consumers, but it gives him the feeling of, hey, yes, I am getting something new, so that he continues to use your brand. Yani. Why should he continue to buy Chic shampoo, sachet, yani, while there are other leading you know, shampoo manufacturers, etc. So that's the story in itself. So stickiness is very important. You need to really create your marketing initiative in a way that repeat purchase, long repeat purchase is ensured by you. And though we have earlier declared that the rural consumers are more brand loyal, but yes, the stickiness part needs to be created by the marketeers. So that stickiness will lead to the brand loyalty in the long run. Whenever a brand is the first entrant into the village or a that is its category, the rural consumer is satisfied with the core benefit and becomes a generic brand for that category. Any other brand entering the same category is not really easily accepted. Marketers have often observed that one brand seems to be dominate a particular category in particular village. So brand dominance again changes as the territory changes. So you may find thumbs up or say like leading across all urban India, which may not be the case when you go to rural and inspect the brand's position out there, yani, brand's you know, success out there. This is a result of having early mover advantage in the village. This phenomenon of stickiness is more predominantly seen among the older people who are considerably low on literacy level and exposure, whereas the younger generation is becoming more comfortable experimenting. So again, the same aspects what is happening in the urban India is happening there, but it is linked to the age of the individuals. Mid-age and senior level, senior citizens of the rural India prefer to be brand loyal. Young people of rural India do not mind experimenting. So again, there the stickiness therefore has to be play a very vital role. You need to keep creating stickiness of the rural youth with your brand. The seniors and the elders may remain loyal and sticky with you, but it's for the rural youth that you need to develop a brand stickiness. Due to this brand stickiness that is exhibited in rural market, the entry of the new brand becomes difficult. Brand stickiness will prevent new brand entry into the market, new product entry into the market. Loyalty is low in low involvement product like soaps and all, but high in case of health products and other consumer durables, etc. Health products like Chyawanprash or say something to do with personal care, skin care or oil, etc. To succeed in the rural market, companies must understand the preferences of the different consumer segment and attempt a mass or pan India marketing approach. Regional brands like Lamsa in Maharashtra and Kala Ghoda in Rajasthan are examples of successful regional brands. So there are many local regional brands. They have been able to be there, survive the onslaught of multinationals just out of their capability to develop the stickiness of the brand with the local consumers, both youth and the middle and senior people. Their ability to have the customization convince people that the brand is for them and brand cares for him, etc. So various challenges these local brands overcome by way of conveying to the target population that the brand understands them better, and therefore brand is in a much better position to offer what they want. And that's what is a success mantra of various local regional brands. When you go to rural India, you will find there are amazing level of local brands, right from soft drinks to the biscuits to the noodles, and believe me, and so that one need to really understand. The rural market is driven also by a lot of regional players, and they are striving against such a hardcore multinational onslaught out of their ability to develop the stickiness with the local population. Fake brands. This is another challenge that the rural marketeers have to overcome. We have seen that India lives in village. 70% of the population is there. 650,000 villages. This consumer, these manufacturers of the brand are trying to reach out to every nook and corner of India, but they have still not, you know, gone much deeper. Now, realizing the limitations of these people in terms of availability, in terms of the depth of their reach, etc., there are manufacturers who try to take a misadvantage of this gap, and therefore what is coming out is an entire development of a fake market in rural India. So fake products are more popular on various fronts, fast moving consumer fronts, also in the various other aspects like even some consumer durables and all, but very predominantly in the FMCG products of every nature, every category sees the fake product. Since the Indian rural landscape is scattered, inspection is also not possible. It is very difficult to make out what is happening in the remote part of India. The law enforcement and various other aspects also being weak. These strong brands are struggling with what you call the fake market development as such. There are ways these brands fool the illiterate consumers. The reason why fake brands are proliferating is not because they offer cheap. They tend to fool around with the illiteracy of the rural consumers. They create similar looking, they create similar sounding products, and that's where the rural consumers get fooled. So we'll see the advantage ahead. So KitKat ke badle Colgate is spelled differently, Coca-Cola is spelled differently. So this is how they create fake this thing. These are the original ones, as you can see. So Bisley, instead of Bisleri. So this is what is a problem that the rural marketer has to encompass and face that. They, how they achieve this? Yeah, so they create either a look alike or spell alike or literally a duplicate. Yeah, they will sell it under original brand. The color design and everything is same. Yeah, so it's a real fake. While here it is a spell alike. Yeah, they will create similar sounding name, Fair and Lovely to Fair and Lively, or that kind of a parachute. They will create another sound alike kind of a word. Etc. This they create a look-alike kind of a product. So as a result, consumers get fooled. They are illiterate. They think that they are buying an original product, but actually fake product is getting sold. This is a huge drain on the FMCG's investment. Many times, in even in the existing market, they lose to the fake market products. And I have earlier told you that fake products getting sold in say probably market where they are not there is okay. But FMCGs who have invested heavily developing the rural market, fake products also take away the share. Yeah, it is presumed that almost 10 to 15% of the today's rural market is of a fake products. Yeah, so this is a battle that they have to overcome. Yeah, so industry loses on an average 2,500 crores annually to the counterfeit that is being sold. So friends, company like Coca-Cola, so what do you do? Yani? So I am trying to give you an idea. These companies therefore develop their own ways of preventing their interest against counterfeits or fake products. So like Coca-Cola works very closely. Like for that matter, every FMCG company works very closely with the retailers, village level, you know, sellers, etc. And there are incentive plans also. So, if the information given by them helps them to nab the culprit, the person who informs the, you know, this thing, he gets an incentive in his own way. And the companies have their ways of gratifying, you know, conveying their gratification to the people who inform. So, they have to keep both eyes and ears open, use their network effectively to get an idea about any onslaught of a fake products in their market. And then take the help of legal authorities and government and support system to see that the fake products are ousted from the market, the culprits are booked, etc. In the product design also, these few points tells you that in the product design also, companies need to do things that will prevent fakes. So like people have done, you know, the X has developed a nozzle that cannot be detached. So you cannot pull out the nozzle, fill the, you know, fake products and sell that again because we dispose container without destroying. Same way Vicks VaporUp, which does not peel off even if soaked overnight in water, etc. So they have developed the product, the printing, the packaging, all to ensure that the fake product people are not able to succeed. Vis-a-vis that, they often have to make the things difficult for the fake product guys. Yeah. Which is the packaging plays a very important role. We will study this. Packaging is also one means of preventing or protecting your interest against fakes. So very often you see the packaging changing, which is very difficult for the fake product guys to know when it is launched. Then they will need a time. They will have to ensure that how they overcome the existing stock in the market because there is no formal channel and all. There are a lot of issues which they then face with the person whom they have sold the fake products, etc. So these are the things that helps FMCG companies to protect their interest against the fakes. Now we come at a very important subject of packaging for rural market, which is also a very critical aspect that one need to really develop, consider in the product strategy of the rural market. It helps you to not only establish the product but also build the product recognition very easily. People are able to recognize a product with the kind of a packaging that you offer. But at a secondary level, it adds to the aesthetic and the sales appeal and creates a utilitarian. The tertiary level is a utilitarian aspect where how your packaging also helps you to face the counterfeit. So packaging not only has to increase the brand recognition, later the use helps to make the use very convenient. Tertiary level, protect your interest against counterfeits and fake products. packaging at a functional level also needs to be well taken care of. A poor transportation system. Rural transport takes longer vis-a-vis poor, lot of potholes, etc. So, how your product is going to survive in such condition when transported? Difficulty of the safe storage. Yani, rural areas are more moist or open to rain, open to sunshine. Where will that be kept, etc. You don't know. So, as a result, again, your packaging should be able to face those aspects. Poor facilities, erratic power supplies, so your product may not remain cool, like so for butters and all, chocolates and all, this kind of issues come in place. Yani. So, we have understood the significance of packaging even for the rural market. Yani. Rural product packaging should take into account a longer shelf life, should give a longer shelf life, be able to withstand extreme weather condition, and alternate storage arrangement should be possible, and be able to withstand a sudden and jerky movement on the dusty road, dusty environment, etc. Three important factors to be considered are material, size and aesthetic. Material is to what you use. Size is what product size that you offer and convenience of its uses. Nozzles or those, yeah. We have the shampoo bottles. Companies in rural India have gone beyond sachet. They have introduced what you call mega sachet. Yani. So, mega sachet has a open closed nozzles. Now, that facilitates yani, by instead of one use, the shampoo can be used for a week or 10 days kind of. So, rural consumers are moving and need a convenience of usage also. Pop-up locks and all. So, they are very difficult for them. So, they prefer a bottle with openable lead. While in rural, in urban India, we are okay with pop-up, you know, shampooers, liquid, yani, and then again close. They are not very friendly. Rural India is not very friendly with that. So, those are the things that one need to see, and the aesthetics and overall look and feel of the packaging is also equally important for the rural consumer. Material, when I say, so we will study those three aspects one by one. Material, when I say the packaging material, packaging, traditional packaging materials are replaced. Yani, earlier, conventional product packaging used to happen. Now, they have also accepted the polythenes and, you know, another sophisticated packaging material, films, etc. Advantage of plastic is that it is an environment proof, sun, waterproof, sunlight proof, etc. It's lightweight. Majority energy products, shampoo, tea, etc. gets a plastic packaging. Tetra packs have also become very popular across rural India. These Tetra packs can not only remain open in longer duration, can be stored into their, you know, Godrej cool or whatever. So, this is a way that you win over the rural consumers. You have given the shelf life to a milk product which otherwise generally don't last very long. Size and the convenience of it, the large population rural area on a daily wages and small agriculture income, therefore they have a limited money to spend, influences the size of the pack. Therefore, they are very conscious about what they buy in terms of size. One way in this company that had an issue is the introduction of the sachet. We have told you that sachet, mega sachet is also now moved in with the open and closed nozzle. Consumer goods companies bring product in small and affordable packs. Product like detergent, shampoo, hair oil, etc. all can be into small, medium and large packs. Generally, large packs don't get sold, but small and medium range product packings are very popular in the rural market. Aesthetic, that is the look and feel. As the rural women, urban women like to see Aishwarya Rai on the sachet or a pack, same is the case with the rural women. So, that part is something which is you need to really understand. And probably that your urban strategy on aesthetics can be carried away. But still experts advise that there are certain preferences that the rural market has. So, brighter colors, local use of lettering, language on their packs, etc. needs to be looked at. Yani. So, you may still retain the Pond's brand logo as it is. But you need to probably get local as much as you can. So, that the connect comes in. So, that is what you need to really consider while aesthetic of it. The example, the picture of the lightning bolt is clear and distinct on the Rin detergent packaging. So that has created its own distinct this thing. You don't need any verbs, you don't need any text, etc. It communicates the brand benefit of whiteness easily. So consumers in rural and urban area both understand that lightning as a source of whiteness, that whiteness will be as white as the lightning. So that you don't need to write too much. The moment there is a written communication comes, the translations and you know local lingo etc. comes into picture, you avoid by doing such kind of a innovative way of conveying your brand to your rural consumers. So aesthetic can really play that role also, equally important. The Satcher Revolution, friends, one is aware of, and it started by the chic shampoo. Today, as you can see, that 70% of products sold in the small pouches and sachets across the rural market. Consumer goods are companies are very much keen on rural population. Low income compels them to buy only when needed. Irrational income, irregularity vis-a-vis low income, etc. are the reason why small matters more in rural market. So every manufacturers have taken this revolution to a next level. There are innovations coming in within. Refill packs are a sachet also, so that consumers pay only for the product and not for the other aspects of the product packaging and all. So all this thing is driving the sachet revolution across the rural India. As you can see that today, Parle-G, for example, it is available in mini packs, which you nowadays get in urban India also. Otherwise, earlier it was introduced more from the rural market perspective, where they want to eat, but they don't want to buy that entire big pack. So half pack was introduced by the Parle-G. Small packs were introduced 3 decades ago, sale has really risen when goods are introduced in a small pack size in rural markets. Sales have not only doubled but tripled also. So that goes to speak about the importance of small packs across the rural market. Earlier it was limited only to urban high income groups. Portion packs bridge the gap between the rural consumers. So portion pack is that, like for example, Parle-G. It's a small portion. You give them small portion and they will buy that. And I, for your example, like even Maggi noodles, small packs are available in rural market, which is not available in urban market. So this and similar many other reasons are the reasons for success of sachet revolution. And sachet revolution is not merely the sachet, it is a rural sales impact that it has created. And this is only become possible because the rural market is understood the consumer side, their capability, their functionality aspects, etc. And accordingly, now you are offering the product in a packaging that is just right for them. New product development in the rural market. Friend, let's take this. This is another aspect of your product strategy, new product development. New product development, can it be only urban centric or rural centric, or only one approach to new product development which will appeal to both urban and rural? Answer is no. And based on the experience, this thing, once a company has a careful segmentation of the market done, target groups identified and their needs are understood, you can develop the product for them. The process involves 4 stages, lead idea generation, concept testing, product development and market testing. So new product development has these 4 stages. The same stages are applicable to rural consumers, and therefore rural product development also has to follow these 4 stages. Let's study them one by one. So companies like DuPont, Godrej, now I am taking you through the 4 stages of new product development. They generally get the immersion approach to the concept development. So for generating an idea, it is better to work with the population for whom you are developing an idea. So you create an interaction wherein you meet those customers, you need the rural population to understand what is needed by them, what difficulties are they facing, what kind of solution are they looking at, etc. That will give you an idea for the product that you need to bring in the rural market. Based on the idea, once the idea is done, you need to get into the concept testing. concept testing again is a challenge. What probably you can, in a scientific and a simpler way, you can do it for the urban consumers. It is not the case again in the rural market. As we have been continuously telling you, it's such a diverse market due to strong entrenchment of caste, creed, color, and social local ethos, etc. The concept testing also needs to be very widespread in the rural areas. And you need to concept approached or say approved in one of the rural market in North India may not work in the South India kind of things. This is one example which has been shared here, is a UNICEF dry toilet, which needs practically very little water, was successful, was accepted well by the people of Rajasthan, rural people of Rajasthan, but it is not in the other part. Where there is a water available, they are not accepting the concept of a dry toilet. So again, that's a challenge of the rural market. Concept testing needs to happen at a very widespread level so that you get overall a perspective of the rural market acceptance or the change that you need to factor in during the development of the product, so that your basic product will get acceptable with that additional one feature or something in the other part of the rural India. So that's another challenge, the concept testing. Then comes the development. After the concept is tested, the product development stage comes, where the reverse or a frugal engineering. So you have understood the need, you have tested the concept, etc. The development of the final product also for the rural India needs a different perspective. Would Godrej succeed if they would have just thought, okay, bhai, this refrigerator only need to be modified? No, they came with that Godrej Cool, which was a totally different concept. No a compressor needed, no gases needed, a very minimal charging needed, etc. Because they thought differently. And as one word goes around is a frugal engineering. So, rural India based product, you need to really consider this frugal engineering aspect very well. I wish to share just one example of a Indian deity and who is an example of a frugal engineering. This is how I have started understanding what is frugal engineering. So you have a Lord Shiva who sits on the tiger's, you know, mat, as they say. But that's an example of a frugal engineering. Tiger mat can be used by him also as a blanket or cover or the sitting, because in ice, even if you're normal sitting asan, may not work. So this is like, you know, one product or one aspect has a multiple uses capabilities. So that is what is frugal engineering. So same way, use the frugal engineering concept so that with the minimal of product packaging, and the product packaging, when I say not the external packaging, the product various features and combination that you rope in vis-a-vis the innovative part which attracts the crucial challenge, using a frugal engineering technology or a technique will really help you to develop the right product for the rural market. It will not only have the higher functionality connect, also the lower cost. After that, the testing of the product comes in. So like as I told you, the concept testing challenges, the product testing also has its own challenge in the rural market. You need to really do the product testing across different rural territories. Even within the one region, north region also, from one rural market to the other rural market. If I take the north and I divide into again north into four parts, east, west, north and south, north, etc. Again, product needed to be tested there in that manner, because there may be a diversity of a nature which will not make product succeed. What was successful in say east, north part of the North India may not succeed in the west, north part of the North India. Kind of. So that's what the product testing also needs, a very widespread approach across rural marketeers. Only when your product has been tested across different rural territory, then only you can say that your product is going to be well accepted and it's ready for launch. So this is what one need to really ensure. The product needs to be tested in different geographies and consumer responses are therefore going to be different. So we have connected new product introduction challenges in the rural market in this particular section. So with this particular part, we complete this chapter. We have really understood what is a new product introduction, entire concept, rural market, the challenges and various aspects into it, including the fake product and how the companies are countering it and all. So with this, we complete this chapter 5. Thank you very much. Chapter 6. Thank you very much.